Now we step back in time, way back, to the 1740s. Just outside downtown Hagerstown stands a stone house built by the town's founder himself, Jonathan Hager. And this house, it's more than a piece of history. It's a time capsule with shadows that still move. Hager was a German immigrant, gunsmith, and militia officer. He built this sturdy limestone home as both residence and refuge, using stone walls and smart engineering, including a basement built over two spring-fed pools. That meant cold storage and clean drinking water year-round, long before indoor plumbing was even imagined. Over the years, the house served as a trading post, a safe place during frontier skirmishes, and later a family home. Today it's a museum and one of the most consistently haunted sites in Washington County. The most well-known spirits, the Downen children, believed to have lived here during the Civil War era. Visitors report hearing childlike laughter echoing through empty halls, small footsteps on the stairs, and most chilling of all, rocking chairs and cradles moving on their own in the nursery. Oh, and that doll in that room? Yeah, it's just a doll. But ask anyone who works there. They'll tell you it has a habit of shifting positions. It sits up straighter. It turns its head, and it even falls over. And then it's upright again when no one's looking. Other figures have been seen too. A lady in green drifting silently through the parlor. A man in black who appears on the stairs and disappears just as quickly. There's even a small girl who tugs at women's skirts as if she's looking for her mother. Paranormal teams claim as many as 13 spirits reside here. And visitors report batteries draining, cameras malfunctioning, and just that uncanny sensation of being watched by something that's just out of the frame. Now, the museum doesn't shy away from this ghostly reputation. In the fall, they offer candlelit ghost tours, but the spirits, and they don't wait for October. So if you visit, take your time, let the past speak, and when you pass through the nursery, don't be surprised if something small and unseen wants to play.